Okay, so I see that since Thursday, not that much progress has happened in this video. I sense that anyway, which is okay. It's not really serious, so we need to make sure we know it well. Let's do a quick recap, and we'll add a few points as we go. I think we have. Misha told us the dog took a loaf of bread and had coals on it, and we saw, based on one of your questions, that it was a coal, loaf of bread with a lot of coals on it. And it went and took it to a goddess, and it burned down the goddess. And the Gemara says, the Mishnah says that the Mishnah says the Yechai, the Bala Kelev is chayv for the Charora, Nezik Shari. For the Goddess, he has to pay. So, how much you pay for the Goddess? Says Chatzi Nezik in the Mishnah. So, the Shari which we started with was, why only the Bala Kelev? Surely the one who left the coals lying around was Pesher, so it should be like an Ish. So why should it be the Baal HaKelev only paying? Should be the Baal Gecheles as well. So now, a Nekuda which we saw in Rashi already, that what do you mean Baal HaGodesh should pay? Who owns the Charora and who owns the Godesh? If it's the same person, then what do you mean that the Baal HaGodesh, Baal HaGecheles should pay? Pay who? Who should he pay? Himself? It's his cult and his Godesh. If it's the same person, what are you saying? No, because the Charora is on some coals. So whoever owns the Charora owns the coals. Right? But let's assume not, because that's not the normal case. So it could be a bit wrong. That's not the case. The case is about the Charora is on coals, and we assume that the Charora and the Godesh are the same owners. If so, then the Gemara doesn't make sense.
The Godesh of the
Charora of Gecheles is the same owner. Yeah, if so, then what are you saying? The Baal HaGecheles should pay for the Godesh, it's his own thing. So, says Rashi, that we saw was this is the Shastra. But says Rashi, at the moment we're assuming that the different owners. There's the owner of the Charora of Gecheles, and there's the owner of the Godesh, and the Charora got taken to the Godesh and burned down the Godesh. So we say, why shouldn't the Baal Gecheles pay for the Godesh? Right? Why did we assume it was the same owner? You know why you burnt it like Gemara? If we thought it was the same owner, in the Gemara says, I must say it's the same owner. Because otherwise, where do they eat the Charora? If you had the Charora on somebody else's property, then it's Shen, not in Rishus Yochid, it's in someone else's Rishus. You don't need to pay. Allah of Shen is, Shen where you're tired. What is the not in Rishus shall employ you. So if you had the Charora, and you're tired of the Charora, well, where do they eat the Charora? On the Godesh. If you enter on the Godesh, well, who does the Godesh belong to? If it belongs to someone else, then it's not just an idiot. Right? So the main thing, assuming that it's the same, the Gemara is going to say it's the same owner. But says Rashi, that's later on in the game. At this stage, at the very beginning of the Sugya, we don't know that. When we think that the Godesh belongs to one person, and the Torah belongs to someone else, he adds the Charora on somebody else, the Godesh, and says the Gemara, you have to pay for the Charora. Who has to pay for the Charora? The Baal HaKodesh. So why shouldn't the Baal HaKodesh? The Baal HaKodesh. Thank you. Just make sure you're all awake. His son should be awake. The Baal HaKodesh. My mom, Baal HaKodesh, has to pay for the Charora. The question is, so why shouldn't the Baal HaKodesh pay for the Kodesh? Why shouldn't that Baal Gefilas pay for the Kodesh? That was the question of the Gemara. Okay, very good. Says the Gemara, the Chaim Nami Baal Gefilas. Answer was, you know why the Baal Gefilas is potter? Why, you'll see, why the Baal Gefilas is potter?
He was
watching
the
Gefilas. It was a wall around it. It was a proper wall around it. There's no way the Gefilas could have got that. I got this shit. That's why he doesn't need to pay. Right, she made a Gefilato. He said, you've got it. The Gefilas have got it. Let's make the Gemara eat the Shishima Gefilato. If the Met, the Gefilas has got it, my boy can have also. Why is the Keren there? How did the Keren get there? What's he doing there? If there's a fence around there, how did the Keren get to the Charoa? How did he get to it? He guarded the Charoa and guarded the dogs. So how did the Keren, how did the dog get to the loaf of bread? Says he has to pay for charon.
How did
he
answer the question?
He says he has to pay for charon. Who's he paying? So if the dog and the calls are all owned by the same people,
yeah,
then you're not paying. Not paying the charon. You're no for bread.
No. Assuming well, they had a multi-family bar.
So let's pick up. It's a very hot. There's certain assumptions in. So we're accepting it. The charon. We don't know one person, and so Rashi, we thought the God another person, and the Kedah was owned by a third person. Maybe something will change, there won't be anything else. Okay, so the Bala Kedah at the Torah, and where, how did he get to the Torah? How did he get to it? There was a wall around it. Okay. The question, how could he get there? How did I know there was a wall around it? Because otherwise, the Bala Kedah would have been a chayy for the damage that happened to the Godish.
Mm-hmm.
So it must be that there was a wall around it. So how did the dog get there? Answer the Gemara. He dug underneath. Therefore, he got to a big question. How did he get there? He dug underneath. He smelled the bread. He went for it. Amar Mori bring of Kama. There's the merits. If you say that the Bala Kedah is chayy for the damage incurred by his dog, it must be the Bala Kedah wasn't anointed. Right? So it's a merit, it must be some also is a story saying it's a Kedah. The doors are normal doors, are
tunnelable.
Good English word. Tunnelable. Right. Tunnelable by dogs. As far as dogs are concerned, they see a door, they see a door, that means, okay, we can still get past it, we'll dig underneath it, and I'll do it. Never saw an anus. It's to be expected. If I leave my dog lying around, he's going to get to that bridge.
Oh,
never have to pay for the bridge.
Which owner? The owner
of the cocoon.
But in fact, he didn't try his best, but he can't. The dogs do that. He can't.
What
do you
think
that's about that? What do you mean
that
they don't have
the fence around.
Right. Well, what? How much do they don't have your have to pay?
And figure it out.
For the damage to the gods. Let him dump it seriously. He's going to do it to the Oscar. How much do the bad guys have to pay? Why are you saying that? What's Rashi here?
Rashi said,
what's the mission of
the whole country? Rashi said,
what does it say in the mission? How much of Baal Gechelis paid?
Zero.
Zero. Right? Well, pray the Gemara, why doesn't he pay more? Why doesn't he pay?
Same
answer is, he got it. So why is the Baal Gechelis, why is the Baal Akelev have to pay? Well, dog, you get to it. Now, what was your question? What should the Baal Gefilas do? He's off the hook. He doesn't have to pay.
Why is he off the hook?
It's a different question.
He's asking.
No, it's not what he's asking.
He's asking.
American. Not understand American. I've been in Bethlehem long enough. It's not what he asked. Reb David asked, so what do you want the Baal Gefilas to do about it?
Eating.
Now that the dog went in,
and therefore he should be bottom.
Right.
He is bottom.
He says he's bottom.
Maybe tomorrow the back of Kelly's. Yeah, but the dog has to pay.
No, dogs, strongly for the
dogs are vulnerable. You know that dogs are vulnerable. It's a man. You should have talked to about it. Yeah.
Susceptible.
Excellent. Yeah.
But you could say, if it is
known,
but all dogs
are susceptible,
what is the point of putting a dog there anyway?
Excellent. That is just a question. Now, what's the dog's question? That's a different question. Okay.
For other things, what's
the question? The question which we also was asking, which in the Abiyak is saying so eloquently in English, is that that once you tell me that it's susceptible for tunneling, then the owner of the coals didn't do anything.
He did something.
He put up a fence and helped. Oh, yeah. What happens if he puts up a fence on cotton wool?
Ah,
if you
put a sign up saying no tunneling.
This tells us that this is what dogs do. So why? Okay, so very nice. If you put up
with a little barriers, you might be part of the standing stone, but you did your style was the bottom part.
It should be nice if we don't pat on back. So we did something. The land Yossi Kasha is basically Kasha, and basically, the answer is basically what David's saying, just have to understand it. What David's saying is, well, we have to feel for this guy, but what can we do? He did his best. Yeah?
So you have to borrow that station before it knocks.
Okay, we've seen it. Please ask the question. It's a very strong question. Very strong question. It is much that it's expected that dogs will fall underneath. Then the guy who had the coal didn't do enough because it's expected. So you put out your coals, do something.
That's what?
That's the question which was of your asked. Yeah, okay.
That's what I was wondering. When you said that we understand these words. Is it possible to be saying it rhetorically? Well,
no.
Because the Gemara doesn't continue on and ask the question. And it's a question to be asked. But
it's a rhetorical
question.
It's not. Listen, this is what it is. We say it.
So what can you do?
It can't be a rhetorical question. Because if it be a rhetorical question, then the Baal HaKelim would be potter.
Why would he be better?
Because there was a good wall. There was a good wall, and dogs can't get there.
No, it's a good wall. Dogs sometimes can, sometimes not because it's 100% going to get through. This dog went crazy over the smell.
That's why I have to pay.
What?
Why does the Baal HaKelim have to pay? It's unexpected.
It's dog went crazy. So it's still an outward. It's not a fish.
Heaven's dog still roaming around.
Something unexpected. So what?
Watch your dog.
It's a carrot stone.
Yeah. Unexpected.
Wonderful.
Unexpected.
It's unexpected. If you're saying that putting up a wall and Zoysa Mares is rhetorical, I mean, what do you think that putting up a wall makes it susceptible for that time? You think so? It's not. That's what you're saying. If it's not, then why is it about to get it paid?
Accidentally
left the chair outside the door and he climbed the door. It's saying that the Baal HaKelim has to pay. To which Rav Mori is saying, if we see the Baal HaKelim has to pay, the Zoysa Mares must tell us that it is susceptible to tunneling. Otherwise, he wouldn't have to pay. So if you're going to say, what do you think it's? It's a sceptical tunnel, meaning that you shouldn't have to pay. The mission says you do have to.
Why shouldn't you have to pay?
It's very nice.
Is it not honest?
No shkia.
So what is no shkia?
I don't need to pay because it's no shkia. We're not saying
it's about the magic. The shkia, no shkia. His mom will do it. He has to pay for the damage he causes. But it's shkia, not shkia. Well, where's this? I don't say it. He did it.
No one thought that today is the first day that you've learned Popika, which is good in some ways. It says, oh, it'll be a bit different, but not to such extent, because we together learned a Mishnah, it's true, a long time ago. Something which you shouldn't have done. They're not creating this. Methods of that I know. The wall fell down.
Yeah.
The wall fell down. And the animal went out. Night, you're bottom. Why? Because even if your people did it, it was something not expected, something you didn't have to know about. Your potter, if somebody lied on, and those enemies said, it's not because I have to pay for what my animal does. I only have to pay if I had a sign in protection. Now, if it's something which is unexpected, I'm not expecting to guard my animal from that. That's the other basis of all of what we're coming from beginning to end. And therefore, I'll just reiterate it. If the dog had no way of getting to that place, I had no reason to look after my dog from that. There's nothing I can let my dog roam as long as my dog can't cause damage. Much of it was protected, I don't need to pay. If it's something which I do need to pay, it must be it's something which is not so. It's something to be expected. Dogs crawl underneath walls to get to nice bread. Whoa! If so, then we have the question back again. So why is the bar of Achilles? Potter. You should have known that it's expected the dogs will crawl underneath.
Two are linked
together. Grand up, top. Let's say this couch is going to be a carriage, whatever it is, there is what I can't do it. But it's something that's going on with David. That's what you want. In the words where David started was the answer to the question Yossi hadn't asked. It's something like, what do you want, guy? He did what he did. Right? He put up a wall, it's not. That's right. It's like the third taste on the sugar, it's like a two liner. We'll see inside now. Eventually we'll do it again. Shimon Kakalta, you see it? Third taste is on the sugar. What type of gardening is it? Since the dog can come with a crawling underneath, this time Dalsois, Chasuris, he needs a rakele. So, what type of protection is it? Even the not, I could not too inchy, even the protection which normal people would do, they have to pull a long on the chair. Whatever the answer to this test is, sounds a bit like what Thomas said. He did what is normal to be done, and for some reason, you're part of it. We have to see him in the center of the business. We get it from somebody, but we'll see, we'll get to it. But the question is a question, and the answer will be addressed.
He was not negligent because he acted like a reasonable, normal person would act.
That's the question. Why should a reasonable or normal person act that way when dogs crawl underneath? It just pushed the question a bit further. Why do normal people do that if it's always a risk?
Okay, so seeing the words, he could have disagreed with me. He said, Nuts, Dantos, and let's say the words, Dantos. Doors? What do you mean?
General
doors. Door. And
you could have like the Gaza wall if you want, the Gaza barrier. You know what they have between Gaza and Israel, proper. They have to stop the tunnels.
Yeah.
They put a proper.
They took down
the barriers.
And down
in the ground. So you could have done that. But not expected.
It's also a point of diminishing returns, you know. Is a dish worth that much? Spend $20,000 to get a foot wall to stay, you know.
All right. So that's the Gemara. That's the
Gemara.
And that's as far as I really wanted to get to Kisha Kota. Right? So, what do we learn last time? We learned Shittas Rashi. Rashi said 3 points. Remember that? Rashi Man Chayim. Rashi like 2/3 of the way down. Man Chayim Balakel. You say you have it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's referring to the mission. Tony, I like God, it's Mishana Fatsinezi. Says, I'm God, it's Be Fatsinezi. Or you see, I'm a bag of your own gefele, or there is. So, be now, be now, be shun, be mo, you know, you so. This is the first point. And then, be high, be now, be gefele, it's why the bag of your own bottle. So, be now, be now, be shun, be mo, you so. Both, who's my mom? You
have
a lucky. So even if you come on, will agree that should be tied the Balak and Hedge should be tied. Here's the first of the Rashi, which we spoke about last time. And Rashi seems to be implying if you don't own your Shum Kitzov, then the Balak and Hedge would not be implying. Right? Because everyone agrees with Mamona, that's why the Baal Gefelet is held. So why should the Baal Gefelet not be chayav regardless? He left the coal lying around. Remember, we're talking about when there's no wall. He left the coal lying around. And an animal who's a real mitzvah, looks to come in and take it out. Right? The animal went and took it out. And they burnt the gosh. So why should the Baal Gefelet be chayav? Shum Kitzov. Even if you're the Ishmael Shem Chitzov, you should be chayav. Rashi says, no. Oh, Ishmael Shem Moinoi. That's why then. Even without that, Ishmael Shem Chitzov is another reason why you should be chayav. That's the question which we had last time.
Why should
we do that? A dog. It's a little rough, so the coal and put it somewhere else. So that's Ishmael Shem Chitzov. Somebody lights a fire. And the wind comes and transfers it from place A to place B, transports it from place A to place B. The one who lights the fire is five. Why? Says the very from Shum Chitzov. It would burn a god, it would burn an Evid up, it'd be five missing. From Shum Chitzov. So, what if it's a dog?
That's why I say that the answer is the rock and sweep is not backwards, taking the whole spirit. That's not the same.
Yeah, must be. So yeah, otherwise it wouldn't be chayav for a moment either. There's facts here that we've got on the table that coals got transported from A to B and you have to pay for the goddess. And if it's not Mitsuya, I wouldn't have to pay for the goddess you got. Even Mamona. You're only chayav for Ish, the Ruch Mitsuya, Abba Ruch Shein Mitsuya.
That's Mamona?
Even Mamona. Even moment. Yeah, only high. It's
the Mishnah.
Look at the Kohen Avo. Look at the Kohen Avo.
We have to protect from what is the
normal. I know. Look at the norm. Look at the Kohen Avo. Top of the page. Second line, third line. Transported it down from the yard onto the floor, you have to pay if it's unexpected, and you're not expected to look after it, you're not allowed to pay.
The cake itself was mostly, and it would have caught the fire. So here, it could have been that the cake was toasted,
so that was,
and the cake itself would have caused the damage.
It's your mommy, which is causing the damage. It doesn't matter how you call it, it's the cake or you call it the coal. It's your money, which is causing damage, and you left it. Ruach Mitzuya. It's normal for dogs to take it and to eat it, a goddess, and you're causing the fire.
I don't care what you did. It could be the coal, it could be the cake, it could have been anything else. You left a fire that can be transported from A to B and cause damage. So why should there be only because of the moina? That's the catch we had last time. We said two truths. One truth, and this I think is what you're getting me to say just now. Because in places we learn, one shall we learn, we say that shall first. There's two levels of material that you need. In order to be called chitzov, it needs to be super duper material. In order to be mamaynoi, it's just good enough to be expected. In order to be considered your act, and to be mamish, there's a certainty it's going to happen. In order to be considered, in order to be chayv shomroinoi, it just has to be that I know it could happen, I just be share. Mamayna, very good. So it says Rashi, this kid of a dog coming in, there's a woman. A dog coming, there's no woman. A dog coming in is not a certainty that a dog can come from outside. It's not that level of ruach mitzvah. You can't be chayv because of chitzel. You can't be chayv still because of mamayna, because it's still something which could happen, expected to happen. Maybe not to such a high level of certainty if you have to measure it on the Richter scale. It won't go past 6 or 7, right? It's not such a high level, but it's still something to be expected.
Is it more than 50% chance? That's all it is, like 51%
chance? You want to say numbers?
No, I'm just saying, so for my mono, I'm just saying.
No. I don't know. Expecting certain things can happen to it, taking things into account, that's called looking after it. I have to look after it from things that could happen to it. Could happen to it, a dog could come. If you're negligent to look after it, see a chayyah. But I need to have to because I did it. If I do something, it's certainly happening. I do something, it's certainly happening. It's not certain. Yeah? You don't think?
That's not it.
That's not it. It's just very interesting that on Thursday, we're trying to have a state of learning tomorrow. Here's a bit dark on Thursday. Again, of course, like tomorrow on Shabbos, also the God of Kelev. It says actually Kelev Grau, but the Marshal takes out the word Grau. It says also the God of Kelev, not to have any dogs, to own any dogs, to breed dogs. Anyway, so that was back tomorrow, very interesting. I remembered you very much. So, but when it comes to Halacha, Lemais Tashlumin, it's irrelevant.
Why?
It's just irrelevant. Because it is.
He said it's us, and why should it be relevant?
Because it doesn't make a difference regarding my sheep. I might be even a deer, but not a fish.
No, but I'm asking if people, when they walk their dogs, have an obligation to have a variance, have them on the leash. Therefore, the owner of the property should not have expected any dog to be put underneath his doors because he is expecting the owner to walk his dog.
Why you got a nice parents? And my parents is a sort of Yossi that the owner of the Gacheles one might expect the dog to crawl underneath because owners are meant to look after the dogs, right? But the owner of the dog obviously was Bishop, didn't they? What was holding them if his animal went underneath and damaged? Mm-hmm. When you let your animal loose, you let the animal roam. You're a Bishop. You knew it's going to get the loaf of bread. Mm-hmm. Well, the guy who looked after has the loaf of bread, he never had to expect that anyone would let the animals loose to very nice shot, but unfortunately, it's not true. I don't know why. But Tasis says it's not the bottom, it's a very nice shot. But Kaleem, when a person has to look after his property and causing damage, he has to expect that other people aren't going to be looking after their things. Right? With every real material. not be a dog, it could be a sheep, it could have been anything.
Any castle, you know, you could just walk in.
But not one dog. Maybe not reach the
you
do that in a hurry after you did something which is certainly depending on how to open. You might have indeed have a here, but it's not even we'll see. Please don't answer, please, and answer your question now as well. But very good, very good, very beautiful. Here, Bianca, Yasin chat that if we could somehow expect every person who feels that anyone's going to be looking after the animals, so I don't have to expect your animals going to come into my shoes. Like you put up a fence, which is good enough to stop bogus coming in, or stop that, not bogus, stop that my fire is ready. And I don't have to expect that your dog's going to come in because your dog, you've been to the doctor. So why should I think you're not looking after your dog? Beautiful. It's good, no?
Very good.
Very good. Please, it doesn't say that, so you have to work that way. So, okay. Yeah, it's like that. Very nice. I wanted to mention his opposite that day. Can you give me half a minute to check up on the... I know Menche Shlem, his opposite said that day. It's a wonderful thing now. Shabbos of some of this, I think it's some of this. No, that's very nice. Give me a second while I check out. Some of this. Oh my God, the bottom of the almond. So it might be some of this. Give us some of that.
Yes, I have to
love. No, let's not go into our lovers burning dogs.
And she said that it's okay.
One second, what are we doing? You know, right? Let's just check this one. There we are. Oh, yeah. You should have said the tent. It's a loyma. Wow. So beer. This is a shame down loyma. So beer. Im stal dalsis, stam dalsis chasuis. It's our kid. Im ken, my mahanya, my do not, could do not change.
What place are
you? Regarded like people generally do. Why hot in shmiras with my speckers? They haven't done anything. People generally don't do anything, right? It's loyma tzav loyma kim shebal akelev mechuyev lishmes kalbe shelo yazik.
Since the owner is meant to look after his dog,
v'chein oisim ruba de alma, most people do that. Imkein yochel bala or yochel bala kecheles lishmech al ze esagi b'mashlo.
Own on the
Kheles
can rely on that.
And Sagi Masha. Listeners,
we are about Shabbos. Such a Givaldi Gesimta, the Yossi of Talent, great Territ,
and I'm going to make a Kiddush on Tuesday night.
It's really the one I'd like to have a Chaim in. I think we're even doing a haul.
So on that, me and Sashem, please, and we'll get this week. Okay, so very good. Wow, beautiful. Yossi. It's on your side. Yeah, we had the Kashe. We had the kasha that if it's normal for dogs to crawl underneath, then what's it help the owner to put up a fence around it? And the dog's going to come and take it away. The Yossi suggested, but that's kind of like Yossi was going. But rather, every dog owner is obligated to protect his dog from damaging, you know, because it's wrong to let the owner dog. But every dog owner is meant to be looking after his dog to protect it from damaging. So I, when I put out my fence, can think that most people do look after the dog, and their dog is going to fall on them.
And therefore, it's good enough defensively. If I need an open, then I have to expect there are people that dogs are left roaming, and I didn't do any shmir on my thing. I didn't do any shmir. So, mainly that is not enough to say, okay, well, I'll just assume that, since I did a good protection for normal roaming dogs, and most people are going to be looking after dogs, to expect that maybe the meals that I'm going to be looking after will actually fall underneath. Maybe that's ready to try. Says there, that the Mukyesev adds, there's also Hefka dogs. If that's what I'm sure wasn't asked, there's also Hefka dogs. Okay, it's only a meal to Hefka dogs. So me there. Shem Zaman adds a bit more. He says, look, it's a bit of a chiddush, but there's not that many dogs, and most dogs are protected. There's a few dogs, and of those dogs that dafka come to my house, and of those dogs that come dafka to my house, they dafka will be the ones that dig up the meat. Yeah, it's like a myriad of a myriad of a myriad. So as long as I'm protected, so dafka chiddush for all those myriad of a myriad. But if I didn't protect at all, then there's dafka dogs that can come, and there's other dogs and people are negligent. But just come into my house, it's a bit so not so removed, and therefore you're going to be very good. Very good. Wow. Okay. Very good. So that's a hisopa to what we learned last time. Number two of us. Oh, we didn't say on Shulat. We didn't say Shulat. But so the first time we're saying, why do we actually blame on the Moira and Akhita? Because it's a higher level of. A higher level of cheer in order to be called chitzer. Certainly, it's going to happen. Sure, I had the different shouting when we do this tomorrow, which I asked you to do your test with Dave. In Rashi Tate, since we're going to see it again stronger. But sure, I had the different shouting, and maybe an animal is not considered Ruach Metzuya regarding chitzer. Maybe when it has to be considered your act. If it happened that it'd be an animal or other human being, maybe that wouldn't be considered chitzel. My money loose. So my money be chayav. But maybe to be called chitzel has to be me. Me or the wind is an extension of me. But for an animal who's doing an act, a physical act, or a person, a chashu, a chishu, you don't count as doing a physical act, maybe you can't be called chitzel. That was Yeshua's Chiddush of last week, which we'll see meant to share. Each mocking is a Rashi, this is a Chanot, but there's more to discuss. Okay, that was the first point of Rashi. Second point of Rashi, and this I want to add again on something we mentioned. What's the second point of Rashi? Let's go back to the Rashi. Remember, it's two thirds of the way down. The Masal Chayim Amival Gecheles. So, now Rashi makes the breakdown. So go to Rabbi Yehudon, who says, this is now the question, let the Baal Gecheles be chayv. So how much would the Baal Gecheles be chayv? So it says, go to Rabbi Yehudon, that says, on the God that you pay chatzin nezek. It's very same. Go to Rabbi Yehudon, it's you pay. So the chatzin nezek on the whole godish. Leshanim Baal Gecheles chatzia. The Baal Gecheles should pay the other half. So the dog should pay half, and the Baal Gecheles should pay the other half. We asked last time, it shouldn't be like that, because the dog and the Baal Gecheles are together damaging the godish. They're doing it together. The dog is providing the transportation. And the Baal Gecheles is providing the source of all the evil, right? So together they're doing it, it's his partner. Now, the owner of the dog could turn around and say, had I done it on my own, how much would I have to pay? I wouldn't have taken your call. I would have taken a stone and smashed it. How much would I have to pay? So now that I have a partner, I should go down to a quarter. And the Baal Gecheles should pay three quarters. Actually, it's half half, but it should be three quarters of
the
day.
It was a debate. There was something as to whether that should be a quarter. It wasn't a certain
question.
The Mara discussed about a quarter only as a possibility of saying that.
And no, the Mara discussed a quarter. We all thinking of a shidduch. You have a shinner, but sorry, it doesn't go down to a quarter. I did it together with somebody else in the partnership. So I should go down to a quarter. And the other guy, so now the other guy, each lot, how much you should pay back. Couldn't do it. Nossen, that was a sugar if we had one. There's a lot better. Nossen holds him. He was dying and busting like him. But every time you have a partnership and one person is exempt from paying his full share, well, the other one has to pay back the difference. It should come out to be three quarters and a quarter. And indeed, if you look on the I'd written it down, but the Rosh and Simon Gilon. But that's where it is.
The Rosh on the
Simon Base. The Simon Base and the Rosh Peg Base Simon Base is a long, long, long simon. And he goes through all the halachas about chicken or the bucket that's tied to it, and it's flying, ashen something like that, projecting it. And there he writes, I'll just read it out to you because it's along, it's towards the end, right towards the end. He says, if that chicken threw the bucket, so it's three race, and there's an owner of the bucket. The owner of the bucket was negligent. He left it lying around. So the owner of the bucket is fish, but it could go with the chicken and go on damage. And the chicken is so nice. So the chicken would pay how much? The bucket would pay how much? Says the Rosh, the chicken pays a quarter and the bucket pays three quarters, according to the Rosh. Which is like we're pointing out. They're not like Rashi saying. It's like we're pointing out in Shreem of Seitz, we get out that anytime you have a partnership between the Tzuris and a and the ish, so the partnership, so the tzuris goes down to a quarter and the ish pays the remaining. Or Rashi, doesn't say that, it's or Rashi. But the other ish, I'm
thinking the other way.
That's my wrong. Yeah, so the Gemara says the Nosson dying.
Why
didn't
the certain that the Dalibo would be a quarter on the other side? Would be a quarter.
What's up, right? If the bucket owner paid 25%. Because he's meant to be 100%. If it wouldn't have been a partnership, he would have paid 100%. We paid
50%. Why it's so hot? The Tanikol is also messy and he's moving around.
In the case when he threw it. In case we throw it, it's good for you. The animal threw it.
Exactly. The bucket laying around is not so old. The bucket laying around is a ball. The tanigol going around is also a ball.
See, but that's not what happened. What happened was it says that the tanigol can't make a bucket. Can't make a bucket. The reason why the tanigol has to pay is they took this bucket and threw it and caused damage, like a stone. Then he had to pay because it's serious. The bucket would belong to somebody else, not the Balatan. Then the Tanigol came, took this bucket, and used that as a vehicle to cause damage by throwing it. So if you threw it, it's critical. Throwing means that the animal's not touching it at the time it causes the damage. There's a disconnect. So maybe let's pay maximum 50. He's got a partner. So you're down to 25. Your question was, why do we want to have a bigger number? You say that Bala'esh has a partner, so Bala'esh should do that to 50.
The bucket is H?
Yeah.
Why? What's the
ball? It's also H.
Why did it?
Because you left it and placed it open so the other chicken can come and take it and use it as a damager. He left something like your hand open so you. So it was that bucket that went and smashed something. It was a valve. They went and smashed something, so it was ish. Your fire caused that breakage of the vase. Like a cold ish, right? Because he left the bucket, It's World War II, can go and smash things. So he really should be 100%. But, okay, we'll put it down to 50. The other one's also got a plan. We'll put him down to 25. Now, what's your question? Why don't we say that the town negotiator should pay 50 and the bar should also pay 50? Answer is, because the town negotiator can say 50, everyone would have had to pay 50, even without you. Even had you not been in the maximum, I would have had to pay 50. Why should I pay 50? What's your hand? What's the shit with helping me? So I have to go down. And the ballot bucket has gained something because instead of him paying 100, he paid 75. This was all the series that happened in the So, okay, that's the second point of Rashi. So, Chiddush and Rashi are 50-50, other Rishon to say 25-75, and I'm afraid that's how it should be. Right. It's not just why you know what I'm asking. It should be, if you come to Rabbanon, it should be 15-25, not 75-25. That's not 50-50. So this question is a question. I don't tell it. It's a question. Other Rishon clearly said not like that. And the third point in Rashi was, like we spoke at already, since we're saying the Bala Karor should pay, Bala Gechel should pay to the Godish, it's obvious that the Godish doesn't belong to the same owner as the Bala Karor. And later on, we're going to say is, at the moment, we don't have Bala Gechel. Later on, we're going to say is the same owner. At the moment, we've been time, at the moment, we don't. Okay, those are the three points. As I said, very important for us to learn the Yud Bes Amud Beis. You're now going to have time, you have until Tuesday, to go over from the $2 until the Mishnah. You might want to look back at the Mishnah, the original Mishnah, you want to have a bit of clarity. And then, we're going to learn Tosfos L'chai Bal Gecheles. If you'd like to, you can look again at Tosfos from the Bes Amud Beis, L'chi Itna. It might be helpful.
Yeah.
The Testament base, the third choice.
Okay.
It could even be that we didn't learn it beyond the sugar then, because we need to put that after the class. So now is a good time for us to go back. My brother, both sides, it's involving to be able to share with you simples and give you broccoli. You should all have simples. We've got like mamish, we've got spokes, and we had some on Tuesday evening at 8:30-ish. In Prussian, the Bechesed and Abraham, we're celebrating the Ersin, a big Swiss. So, many of you can join. I'm just seeing no tickets if you follow it for you or get away or something.
Yeah, I've been Monday, I've been
We didn't choose Tuesday, but after, but Monday, of course. The longer one, what's it? No, the one before.
Yeah,
that's what. Yeah. Okay. Wow, okay. I'm going to have to disappear now. Kill the buzzing of lots.
Try it, not itself again.
I've got to remove my spirits.